including what the Huns call me. Gorilla. I got a few links with them as well. That aside, I got some friends in Chicago. Yeah, rob everybody. Then skip to some mythical state over the border. Well, I'm not going, CB.
During my objective absolutions and reflections, it occurred to me that Paul Murphy and the table.
Oh, really?
In the most pleasant and idyllic atmosphere.
Like he's gone.
My faith acknowledges this. Your bishop merely confirmed this in your refusal to travel.
Yeah.
Others here resident, excitedly monitoring fear our most recent change.
I hear you.
They see us, to quote, spiral circles narrowing faster, which he approaching seems to widen.
That greases me! That's the most absurd and drollest speech I ever heard! Greases me up! Anyway, I was in the middle of the VCT, you know, a conference? Yeah, I was having with Calvin. Had the whole thing nicely wrapped up in my affectionate palm. When a call comes through, and who do you think it was? His Holiness. His Holiness requests the breakdown of the distribution of arms to the poor of Venezia and Roma. Who cares about them poor people? I sure don't. Anyway, I was dragged back, my friend, from the fine installation of 2 months work with that crooked bastard to pour over the wine allowances for some fierce rejects who suddenly caught holy, glimpsing this lean sheep molester and left our new pope on the front of the Daily Roma. I ask you! Call me back home when I set the cups round, and I'd like to do a few things as well. Who is this man anyway? Maybe Jimmy Stewart?
He instructed me he wished to visit certain non-Ritismo parts.
Oh, did he now?
Just bourgeois now.
Yeah, bourgeois, right, well, bourgeois, bourgeois, and another thing as well.
Morbid. Her eyes are like two television screens, continually open. But in the morning I'm living again. And I find therapy in the people. My energies should and will go to the expression of my inner thoughts. Fear apparent is mostly spent.
Vatican Radio, 6 o'clock on the 28th of September. Holy See. Pope John Paul I today belied his image as the people's pope.
Around us there is continual movement, people talking, newspapers, radio, and television.
He began with his holiness pointing out the frivolous distractions of everyday life.
Priest, we must say I am a priest of the Lord. I must have a little silence for my soul. I distance myself from you to be with my God.
Yes, the priests ignore the false god of modernization. And think of themselves as superior to the world around.
It is wrong to believe that where Lenin is, there is Jerusalem. But between church salvation and the human situation, there is some coincidence.
His Holiness then went on to denounce liberation theology.
In Rome, I shall put with the good subjects, but will not fear to exercise the rights of authority against the wicked ones.
Looking over to the Vatican officials and employees of library and bank, His Holiness almost imploringly asked for their aid.